I'm back with Mark.
Hello there.
And we're going to continue. We're going to take our first big step forward in this series that we're calling Why Listen. Why it's important and why it's in our best interest to listen to God and to the words He's given us in Scripture. So today we're going to kind of focus on the idea of obedience. And how if we listen to the voice of God and if we obey the things he's calling us to do, it will offer us some understanding and some clarity when we're able to look back over our life and consider, you know, what following God, what obeying His voice has offered us and done to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're saying that we will obey without actually having full understanding of the total knowledge of God and His essence and His nature, but we will know enough to obey and give some trust toward Him.
Yeah, and I think that is probably the first big step that follows listening is obeying. And we're going to kind of talk, what we're going to talk about today is how we have to do that even before we have total understanding. Mm-hmm. It seems that obedience is what offers understanding, whereas I think we live in a world where we often want to fully understand before we act, mm-hmm. before we commit, before we obey.
Yeah.
You know, we crave clarity and certainty and control. But it seems that God, throughout scriptures and throughout my life personally, He calls us to act in faith, to obey before we have full understanding.
Yeah, so we're searching. We're a searcher to begin with. And so when we've opened ourselves up to hearing to listening, then you know, the Bible says, knock and the door shall be opened. Mm-hmm. Seek and you will find. Mm-hmm. Ask and it will be given to you. So we find out that God is there and that He's a good God. And there are so many blessings that He will lead us into. Yet in our own lives, we haven't experienced that fully, but something's calling us. There's an inkling, there's a drive, and I think that's God. I think that's God putting it in our hearts to consider Him, to yield to Him, to try, to commit. So if we are willing and we understand enough that we need a commitment, like we do with anything. You don't know at the beginning of a course of schoolwork exactly what the end is going to be like. I mean, you mentioned that to me in a conversation that we've had. But the limited knowledge that we do have causes a commitment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, We pursue the direction that God is calling us in as we obey, even before we fully understand how it's all going to work out or where it's all going. Mm-hmm. There's some characters, some big characters in the Bible who follow this kind of approach, this framework of stepping out in faith, of obeying what God is asking them to do before they have any kind of really understanding. Mm-hmm. I mean, Abraham, I think, is a good example. Even before he's Abraham in Genesis 12, God says to Abram, you know, I want you to go from your country, from your family, from your father's house to this land that I'm going to show you. I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. You'll be a blessing. I'll bless all those who bless you, and those who dishonor you, I'll curse. In you, all of the families of the earth will be blessed. So Abraham goes as the Lord told him. It doesn't seem like he knows the destination. It doesn't seem like he knows how God is going to bring all these promises to fruition. But Abraham listens and he obeys. And then through that obedience, you'll see how he grows in his understanding. He gets some clarity about these blessings, and he gets a revelation of his purpose as he listens and obeys.
So he picks up and moves. He makes a big commitment.
That is a big commitment.
Big commitment.
That is a huge commitment. It is. The disciples in the New Testament do the same thing. So in Luke 5, the disciples are out fishing all night. Simon Peter, he'd been out fishing all night. He hasn't caught anything. And Jesus says, put out into the deep and let your nets down for a catch. And Simon said, Master, we've toiled all night. We've taken nothing. But at your word, I'll let down the nets. And when he had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish and their nets were breaking. And I think it is that same idea of, I'll listen, I'll obey, even if it doesn't make any sense, even if I don't have any idea like where this is going and how it's going to work. But despite doubt, you listen and you obey, and sometimes miracles and moments follow that change your life, that change your path and the direction you're going in.
Yeah, I think sometimes you're at the end of your rope, maybe discouraged, maybe thinking, I don't know if there's really a point to changing or trying anymore. But the hope is put out there that there will be a change if you continue, if you try in a certain way, if you go for it. And it turns out that the result is more than you could ever expect, more than you've ever gotten in the past as you've tried and tried to make things work. So that, I think, is God's promise to us. I mean, that's a perfect example of God's promise to us. Well, throw out the net, throw out the net, give me a try.
Yes, listen to what I'm saying, obey it, and understanding will grow from that.
And sometimes the result is startling, but you're still without full understanding of God and his nature, but he has given you quite a sign that he is present. So we have the motivation to keep going.
Yeah, and I don't know if we ever get like full, complete clarity and understanding, but I do think that grows as we listen, as we obey, and then as we look back over our life and see what maybe what started as wishful thinking becomes eager expectation.
So let's
talk about a little bit like personally, like ways that we've had similar circumstances, similar experiences to Peter and Abraham. So something you had referenced just a few minutes ago, you know, we were talking before we started recording, just about ways that we've noticed that obedience brought more clarity after, you know, after we step out and we pursue this direction that God is calling us to go in. And so, you know, the what came to my mind, what kind of like feels like some of my big moments in this like story arc that God's writing in our life. I got kicked out of school. This isn't the podcast for like, you know, my my life story, but this is a way that I kind of relate to it. I got kicked out of college shortly after starting college after high school. Ended up working at a manufacturing plant for a while, and decided after, I don't know, 6 years there, 7 years maybe, I was going to go back to school. I was able to get it paid for. I felt like I needed to pursue something different. And it did kind of start out as like wishful thinking. What would be great is just like being able to say that I have a college degree. Like, I don't know where that's going to take me. Mm-hmm. But just being able to like say I accomplished this thing I failed at in the past, like just getting the degree, I thought would be the thing, the result that I was out for. As I'm going through school, one of my teachers asked me to join her research team. And so, I ended up doing that for 4 years. I worked for the university that I was going to school at. And, I did that for 4 years. That took me to another place, which ultimately brought me here. And just yesterday, I ran into somebody that was in that circle, that I worked with at the manufacturing plant, and was telling me about some of the people that I was involved with, that were like some of the biggest influences, some of the biggest, friendships, and some of the biggest influences I had in my life at that time. And just hearing about where they're at and like where that path that they pursued has led them, and knowing that if I hadn't just stepped out in trust, that something good will come from this. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like. I don't know exactly where it's going to take me, but I trust good will come from it. And just seeing how radically different my life would be if I hadn't just taken the step, with some expectation, with maybe even just like wishful thinking at the beginning, but trusting that God is with me, trusting that God will help me through this path. Looking back now, that's now been what, 6-7 years since I started that journey. I have some clarity. I have some understanding about what God was trying to get me to do as I obeyed, as I got out of that circle of bad influence and kind of like removed myself from that journey, from that direction that life was taking me. And I didn't know it at the time, that's really what I was doing. But like looking back now, I can see how God was putting distance between the path I'm on now and the path that I was headed down. Mm-hmm. And I still don't have full understanding, full clarity of how all that worked and still where it's taking me, over the coming days and weeks and years. But I have more expectation. Mm-hmm. I have a deeper relationship with my God who's led me somewhere. Yeah. As I just pursued his voice, and what I thought he was calling me to do.
Yeah. I remember a time when I was pretty rudderless. I was looking all over the place for answers and I guess a niche to get into, to find fulfillment. And in this particular case, my answer came from my mom, who has now passed, but she said, "Well, why don't you go to church with me?" And I said, "Okay, let's go to a church together." And so We did. And I started listening. I started relating to the people there. And I committed to learning and growing. And that led to other experiences. I began teaching some. I began even giving some sermons. When my mom began having real difficulties with her with dementia, I moved her to an assisted care facility, and I went to church with her in a nearby area where she was. And so that led to even more growth at the church. And then I found I was listening and searching and hearing sermons online and so forth, and I happened upon this congregation. And some things happened with my mom's life. I was able to move her close to my home to where I could be right there with her. So, and then I came to this congregation, closer to my home. And the knowledge and the commitment just exploded for me here. Many things happened during the years I've been here. My mom has passed since that time, but the experience of my life with God has just grown exponentially. I feel that God abides with me. It's been the most wonderful growth experience that I could have ever expected. God's nearness is so strong, His presence, and I never expected that. When I first committed, mm-hmm. I never expected to have a true Father in God and a true relationship with Jesus Christ like I've had. I couldn't have known it, mm-hmm. I don't think, in the beginning. But that initial willingness to seek it started everything rolling.
Yeah, and I think that is, I think what I hear both of us saying is that, like, we don't have full understanding, but I do think we have deeper understanding about, you know, God's direction that He wants us to go in. Yes. We have a better sense of the ways He's blessed us and the blessings He's put in our life as we listen and as we obey. And then we have a better sense of our purpose.
Really?
Of like the purpose that He created us for. Mm-hmm. The purpose that He spoke to us, and the purpose that He grows within us when we listen and when we obey.
Yes. We've learned about the life that He provides, mm-hmm. and we've experienced and grown in that to where we have full understanding of the eternal principles that He shares, the light that He gives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it began, it had to have a beginning. There had to be a stepping out in faith, like you said in the very start.
Yes, I do. I think it starts with, like, do I understand enough to obey? I think that's kind of where we start. Like, do I understand enough to obey this, to listen to this and obey it? But a shift happens as you wrestle with that. And as your trust grows toward God, it starts to shift from, like, do I understand enough to obey, to this idea of, like, am I willing to trust the one who's speaking? Mm. As I listen, as I take in more of what He's saying, like, do I trust the one speaking? And then once we begin that journey of obedience, there is this faith that's being demonstrated that invites more and more revelation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And wonder, mm-hmm. and actually joy and hope. But we also need, during that time, that initial stage, we really need to get encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be supported.
Yeah, yeah, we do. And it is a commitment. It is a commitment to get to the point of looking back and seeing, you know, the having some clarity and seeing the blessings and feeling the purpose. It's a commitment. Mm-hmm. It takes some time to be able to look back and be like, okay, yeah. I see a little clearer with how God was working.
Yes, God was working with me.
Yes.
You don't see it until you look back, do you?
Right. And so, yes, we have to be encouraging one another to maintain commitment,
mm-hmm.
To see it through so that we get to the point where we can look back. And then that's where I think our trust really grows. Like once we get to that point where it's like, you look back and you see God's hand so close in your life. And you just put more and more trust and more faith in his hand and his guidance.
And because part of that those early stages is a period of unlearning.
Mm, yeah.
You're unlearning the mistaken ways, the I don't know. I would call it my own foolishness.
Yeah, the crave for control,
mm-hmm.
Crave for certainty.
Yes,
you do kind of unlearn some of that,
mm-hmm.
As you let God maybe redesign your blueprints and build you in the way He sees fit.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like that, giving up the certainty.
Yeah,
yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, that's step one. While we listen, obedience will offer understanding.
Yes.
It'll help you see more clearly your blessings and your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But after we listen, we have to start obeying at some point.
Right, right. Obedience will lead us into the more depth of understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So next, we're gonna take the next step in our next conversation, and we're gonna talk about faith and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're going next.
Great.